Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. Well, all righty, it's your boy Emax the Image, and we are here at 9 o'clock with Hood Talk Radio. Tonight's title of the show is Information, Is It Enough? And What Do You Do With It? 646-478-0944, that's the number to call in. Press the 1 if you want to talk, and don't do nothing if you just want to listen, all right? Sometimes you want to know things, but don't do anything with it. Why not? Because it sounds good to say you know something, but it's hard work to do what you say. So let's talk that out. Maybe we can help. You know what I'm saying? Join us tonight. You know what I'm saying? Call us and state your case. And basically, man, you know, let us know how you're feeling out there about some things that's going on in your life. Now, what we like to do over here at Hood Talk Radio and also Hood Tunes Radio and, you know, also Man in the Streets is provide you with, you know, some type of solution that just might help you out in the situation that you're in or with your thought process or some things that's going on in your life that you really ain't understanding. You know what I'm saying? We understand that around here. This is your boy Emax the Image, man. I'm just a person, okay? I'm the average person. I ain't no doctor, no scientist, none of that shit. I'm just a man that reads and pays attention. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes things that I find out, a lot of people don't know. And it's not because, you know what I'm saying, they're stupid or nothing like that. It's just because most people don't take the time to sit down and try and figure out what's going on in their life. You know what I'm saying? Or what's going on in life, period. So we try to hopefully, you know what I'm saying, bring a little bit of awareness to, you know, any and all those situations out there that, you know, we face as people. So without any ado, what we're going to do is get this show started right and go to the phone lines first. We're going to go to the phone lines first and get into our conversation. That way, everything is everything. Let's go to the phone lines right quick. All right, 216-703. What's going on? You on with Emax, Hood Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Joe Legacy, founder of Black House Sound, giving a call in to see what's going on the show tonight, to be aware of what's going on in Cleveland. At the same time, to also pay homage to Brother Emax, for coming over not too long ago to Black House Sound little studio or whatever and dropping that fire. We have a song that's coming out with this man on the phone right now, running this radio station. And this guy, like I say, when it comes to vocals, rest in peace, Mr. LeVert. Nothing but love, but damn, here's the shit right here. And when folks hear this track, excuse my cousin, but when folks hear this track, that Emax came and helped out with Black House Sound, because when we worked on the track, I was like, can you come up with the hook? He looking at me like, no, you come up with the hook. But Emax came up with this hook, and it's straight Black House Sound story. And I don't know where that came from, but I know a high power speaking in many different ways, if that make any sense. And right now, Blackout Sound, like I say, have a dynamite song with Emax the Image. And also his partner was there, showing nothing but love and support. Got to show him a little bit of love or whatnot, and schooling me to the game. The other thing I got to say, before you get into what you get into, he also schooled me on my mixing, to tell me left and right. And there's many people out here that know that it's groups out here that's on the right level, but never tell them their problems or what's really making their music not do anything. So he didn't just get on the song and make the song sound like the shit. He also helped me understand how to organize my beat to space it out and go to the left and the right to make it sound like something. So I pay nothing but homage and respect to Brother Emax. I never knew that this guy was that phenomenal. I heard his songs and saw his performance. I thought all that was the A+, but this shit is a little bit different. I'm looking at a star that people been sleeping on, Blackout Sound.
That's what's happening, man. Appreciate that love. Appreciate that love. And I just want you to know that it was an honor to be there with you, man. You taught me a whole lot, too. You know what I'm saying?
Sir.
You put me in a Pro Tools mode. Now, I've been working with a whole lot of other things, and it's you know, it's all good. But I've always wanted to know exactly what Pro Tools does, and now I know. So, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, all right. You know what I'm saying? After I finish upgrade, I'm going to upgrade again. So,
yes,
you brought me up to some speed on some shit, too, now. You know what I'm saying? It's
okay.
All good, man. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That's why it was so easy. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, a lot of people know shit and, you know, won't say nothing to you. Just, you know, yeah. But those be the ones that, you know, behind your back, you know what I'm saying? They want to talk shit, but they ain't offering no type of solution. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My thing is, if I can help you become the best that you are, or better than what you feel like your best is, because truthfully, you know, it all comes from teaching a man how to fish.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When I learned that statement, you know what I'm saying? It was how to teach. Right there is what I really use to transcend, especially, you know what I'm saying, in life, man. That's basically what that song came from. The music that you produce, man, it sang those words to me. So, you know, basically I just had to listen to what the instruments were saying that you was playing. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That's where everything came from. So, you know what I'm saying? You go ahead and shoot yourself some homage and, you know what I'm saying, homage, or however they want to, you know, say that word. Because I personally say homage, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, some proper people might say some other shit. But at the same time, man, you have to pat yourself on the back, because, you know, the right track is always going to bring out the best in any artist. You know what I mean? So it was easy for me. You know what I'm saying? It was easy for me to write to that track because it was tight. It's tight. I can't deny that. I ain't going to say, you know, shit, it was all right. I'm saying the shit was tight. That's where we didn't get no further. You said you had about 3 or 4 tracks. We didn't even get that far.
It was really crazy, but like what you did that day, you showed the growth in Cleveland. You know, I'm a little bit older now than I used to be, quite a little bit of time, and I'm not revealing no ages, but what I'm saying is, I remember coming up in Cleveland, and the only feedback I get about Cleveland and entertainment is you can't make it here. No one will work with you. Everybody is cutthroat.
Right.
People like you, Al Porter, now somewhat Suave Gotti, some other people, you know, I'm reaching out to y'all. I'm y'all, you know, y'all see me with this talent, but at the same time, you also see me not with arrogance, but like this shorty look. Like, forget them all, man.
Confidence.
Like, y'all don't see me.
Yeah.
You don't know me. And, you know, some people, they take that with a grain of salt. Some people take it for what it is. But what I'm saying, though, what you did the other day, if we had more people in Cleveland like that, the down south would not hold the title going on close to, what, 26, 27 years? And I ain't hating on down south. I love them. I love them to death.
Right.
I love them to death. I love L.A. and I love New York. But last time I checked, every time I turn around, I go down the street. These young dudes can rap really good. Don't nobody want to deal with them because they think they're going to get busted in the head, robbed, and this and that. If you never take the time to understand these young cats,
right,
it's talent in your city that ain't never going
right
to be recognized, and we going to keep clapping for Drake, Lil Wayne, Jeezy, and everybody else, in which they great rappers and all, to a certain extent.
Right.
But the rap I grew up on that was really great was like Tupac, Scarface, rappers that rap, you know, with real sense, you know what I'm saying? They basically told you why they wasn't getting a job. They basically told you about why your baby mother or the female that you go with is cheating on you. They basically told you why in their life they kept failing, especially Tupac Shakur. He'd tell you, I bumped my head against the wall. You know, like, it was real. Now every song is about how much money I make. I dominate everything. But when you look at the black community and the United States, all around the United States, when you look at every black community, damn near every last one of them is ran down. But then when you pay attention
yep
to the contents of the entertainment and the music, everybody talking about they got all this and got all that. You got young folks
right
can't read and write, got J's on their feet, maneuvering smartphones and smart boards, but can't even spell the city that they in. This is real, and these older people can help them. But back to what I say, you know, some older people, they have talents, and, you know, they think their talent's going to hopefully make it, and they hold people back. When it came to you, you was like, look, brother, this is what you're doing wrong, and this is what you got to do right. This is what they taught me. I'm going to teach you, and I roll with people like that till I die. Matter of fact, if $1 trillion came in my pocket right now, I'd be investing in people like you. And it's a lot of young people that had that same demeanor if it was gave to them. And you gave me that.
That's right.
And I appreciate you. Al Porter gave me that. I appreciate him. So I'm going to keep maneuvering and working hard and doing the best I can. But for everybody that's listening, if your nephew, your son, your niece, your daughter is trying to do this music and you quite know that they have talent, but they quite got attitude problems and this and that, tell them about it. Direct them in the right direction other than telling them you're never going to make it. Because that happens in Cleveland all the time. Like I say, 10 years ago, y'all love Tupac Shakur. I ain't never want to be Tupac, but that was one of the best rappers in my mind at the time. So when you listen to something all the time, you kind of imitate it. And I was really good before this fake rap came in, and I was just washed away, like listening to your story, trying to be out here, and how you was blocked. When I think about Al Porter, you know, he been telling me some stuff about in the 80s, how he used to go and do all these events, and he was out here. Suave Gotti, they had his name and rappers that should have made it, you know. So,
yep.
Like I say,
like,
it's very, very deep, man. I appreciate this station. I appreciate y'all doing. I just can't explain how I feel about the song, and I can't wait for everybody to hear it. So if you're a local artist and you're trying to do your thing and people telling you that you can't do it, you just got to keep going. You can't listen to it. even when it feels like it hurts, even when it feels like it's no return, you got to keep doing you. Yes.
Say that shit. For real. I mean, damn. Like, just like the title of the show says, is the information enough? You know what I'm saying? You, what you going to do with it? You know, now, you know what I'm saying, you have one of our peers, another person besides myself, saying the same thing to you that I say to you all the time. Now, what are you going to do with that information? You know what I'm saying? There's nothing to be afraid of. You know what I'm saying? When you want to better yourself, you have to get up and you have to do something, because don't wait for yourself to get tired of being fucked up and get up and do something. I did that. You know what I'm saying? I had to learn how to take my own fucking advice. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing all this studying. I'm doing all this researching. I'm experiencing all of this bullshit trying to climb this ladder, what I call from the corporate world. And not that I'm a Bible thumper, but God gave me everything that I needed to get what I wanted.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? What I needed, what I wanted, and everything else. So it took me a long time to realize that I was, you know, working for the wrong reasons, going out here trying to find a good job so I can buy me a house and do something for my moms. And, you know, then on the weekends, I go somewhere and sing a song and everybody give me a standing ovation. And I take that and I say, thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? For the talent.
Right.
But, you know, the important things I did, but the little bitty things, or what I thought was little bitty things, I didn't do. And it was more little bitty things than big things that I turned down. And so that, in my opinion, was my mistake, that the little bitty things that didn't matter to me were more important. Because the big things that I did, you know what I'm saying, I'm sitting here now, and it's like, wow, that was a memory. But then I hear so much about all those little bitty things. And I'm like, damn, I should have been there. I should have been there. So just like he said, you know, don't let nobody tell you that you ain't going to make it. Don't let nobody tell you that you're too old, you're too young, you're too soft, you're too hard. You know what I'm saying? You are what you was created to be, but your attitude, if you need to adjust that attitude in order to move yourself in the circles with people that got the same ideals and the same passion as you, then that's what you need to do. Work on that damn attitude.
Correct.
Attitude will get you far, or it'll get you nowhere at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
and to piggyback on that real quick, if you don't mind, I suffered from that attitude problem for years, walking around thinking in the beginning I'm the best thing, then walking around knowing that people know I'm decent and they just hating. So then you walk around, like I'm the best shit. So then you turn around, they hating on me. So I'm going to walk around with this mean mug on my face for the simple fact they hating. So before you hate on me, I'm already showing you what my body language, what it is, but there's an opportunity right there at that door, and your ass ain't walking through it. Now, all these other people that ain't even close as what you is, they all walking through the door and getting paid. You get nothing.
That's
the only thing you get is a pat on your back. You can rap. Fuck that. I'm in it to win it. Black House.
Sooner or later, you got to get serious about the shit. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
People don't understand, dog. Joe, check this out, man. All my life, man, I knew, like, I used to get hard lessons when it came to singing. You know what I'm saying? All of my uncles were singers. And my mom would make me, you know, come downstairs on a Saturday afternoon when everybody was sitting around watching the fights and it was on halftime at the football game or whatever. And it was, sing for your uncle. Let them hear how your voice changing now. And I'm singing for these six motherfuckers that's sitting there telling me, I ain't got it yet.
Right.
You getting there, you getting there, you getting there. I was only fucking 13. Now, how can six motherfuckers tell me I'm getting there? But I just went and sang in a talent show, and over 1,000 people gave me a standing ovation at 13.
That's
so
what
I'm then
saying.
I go home,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking for that support. And instead of getting that support, I get shot the fuck down. You ain't good enough. You ain't good enough. People outside said that I was good enough. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing until enough people say I'm good enough that I ain't got to go and punch nobody else's clock. If I got to punch a clock, it'll be down to stay somewhere doing what I love to do. And that mentality alone, fuck the fact that I ain't made no millions of dollars. I used to base success on having a monetary value. But as I got older, I understood that success is knowing that people appreciate what you do. Do you know how many people don't like me? I couldn't even tell you.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know because they never say nothing. The motherfuckers that don't like me never say they don't like me. I have not met a person yet, and I call that a blessing. I have not met a person yet in a house is straight, even though, you know what I'm saying, it's just me and the kids. That's my relationship, me and my kids. But I make sure that they mama do what they supposed to do for them. You know what I'm saying? So he may not like me because I'm not one of them fathers that is going to turn around and walk away because, you know, she got a boyfriend. Fuck that. And fuck you too, punk ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't, outside of that, I don't know nobody who don't like me. And if they don't like me and they be around me like the people be around me, man, you know what I'm saying? Everywhere you're going to find a snitch, everywhere is a spy. You know what I'm saying? Even in the FBI, they had black spies. That's how they shut down, you know, Marcus Garvey, everybody. You know what I'm saying? The Black Fist, Black Power Move, they shut it all down because they infiltrated with a black person. So it's always a spy somewhere. But the spy don't ever say nothing. So I treat everybody the same. I treat everybody the same until they feel like, you know, they know me well enough to step sideways or this and that and the other, because a lot of people forget that, you know, I'm from the street too.
Correct.
I decided that my attitude and the way I present myself is important to my fucking future. Now, if I present myself as some fat ass dope boy standing on a motherfucking corner trying to sell some motherfucking music, man, I may not make it nowhere but to the fucking grave or behind some bars.
That's what I'm.
But
saying,
if I'm trying to present myself as a professional,
yes,
how
sir.
Can you present yourself as a professional like that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I try to keep myself professional. And the people that I don't get along with, if I don't like your attitude, I don't feel your vibe, or I don't feel whatever it is about you that I don't feel comfortable enough to be around you that long and do some music, it ain't even about no money, man. I just won't even fuck with you, really. I don't really fuck with people because most people, and it's the truth, it's sad, but it's true. Most people, I just learned this little cliche. It's a thing called crabs in a bucket. I learned what the hell that meant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? So now that I understand what crabs in a bucket mean, most people are actually crabs in a bucket. It ain't just black people. It's everybody. Most people are crabs in a bucket. They will climb on your ass and push you down. To get to the top, they will push you. They will climb on your ass and anybody else. It ain't nothing personal. It's just them. That's what they see. You know?
Correct.
They see everybody as somebody being in their way, a stepping stone to make it to the top. And those people usually don't last that long when they get there. So, you know, it's about how you do what you do. If you want people to work with you, a person that's able to be worked with. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hard. I'm not no motherfucking asshole. Well, I can't say that. I could be an asshole for real. But at the same time, you know, I'm only an asshole when people become assholes to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't try to be nice. I just try to be myself. I like being around people where I can be myself. And all that time that we spent over there, that man, I can't wait till the next session. You know what I'm saying?
It's coming because
and you know
we,
it. I can't wait till the next session because and I'm coming by myself the next time. Yeah, I can't wait till the next session, man. We're gonna have some fun. And a lot of the ideas you had, and I heard you kept saying, you know what I'm saying, a studio with a couple floors and all that. I heard that. I don't want you to think I was ignoring you. I just didn't want to keep saying, man, get the hell out of my head. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, man, I would love, whether you come to perform or not, man, if just sometimes you would come down to the OPN spot, man, when I'm down there playing music. I'll be there every Friday damn near, man, unless I get a gig that's paying me more money and some shit like that. I'll be there damn near every fucking Friday, man. And some of the performers in there, Joe, you know, I wish the night that Swag was in there, he would have gave them niggas a lesson. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes, man, it takes somebody with a little more polish to come in and dispel all the myths. You know what I'm saying? That real hip hop is gone. Because the shit these dudes is clapping and jumping up and down for and receiving awards for nowadays, man, I can't see it. That's another reason why I work so hard, you know?
Yes, sir.
Because if this is what the best we can do, it ain't no wonder. It ain't no real coalitions jumping up out of this motherfucker, man. And that's what we need the most.
I hate to say this on air. I kind of think the reason that all these young folks doing that and some older people that's my age doing that, I ain't going to say shitty music. I'm just going to say music that'll make everybody clap and be happy for about 2-3 months and then they forget about your shit. The reason they're doing that is because it's a war going on. And last time I was on this station, y'all was talking about to the nature kids fighting each other, having a party, trying to break the stop sign and all this and all that.
Yeah.
The reason, my opinion, is the reason that all this going on is because of that war. I pay a lot of attention to Hidden Colors. When back in 2011, when I saw the DVDs of the Illuminati, I remember crying, and I ain't no bitch ass nigga, but I cried. I'm about to tell you why. I cried for the simple fact that most of these people as stars I looked up and wanted to be. You telling me this how they did it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's no proof that's. You know, that really took place. But it seems so real. And then when I did my actual research, I started to understand that you can't prove if it's true or not, but it seemed more if it's true if you got a brother like Dave Chappelle or Oprah Winfrey turning down lots of money, okay?
Yep.
Turning this shit down, okay? And then telling you they trying to put everybody in the dress. Well, let me tell you what they doing now. If I can keep most of the young folks saying things that they really don't have, then they creating a delusion in their mind that's really not accurate. Now, while they keep thinking that dumb shit, I'm going to keep running the city. I'm going to keep giving them government assistance. I'm going to give a few of them some jobs. I'm going to give a few of them some jobs and good positions so they can keep the other niggas in check. You feel me? And at the same time, a rapper like me or a singer like you that was like back in the era like Tupac, Marvin Gaye and shit like that, we ain't heard of no more. You know why? Because we not saying what everybody else saying. Don't think. Just get money. Don't think about your family or your daughter or your son growing up, don't think that they probably going to go to jail, turn out to be gay. Don't think about that. Just right. Think about no. The house, the picket fence, the credibility that we gonna give mm-hmm. you. And when I say mm-hmm. we, people always ask who is we. Well, if you using your brain like I'm using mine, then you can see who we is. And we is out here every day controlling all of us. And for years,
yep.
I've been sick of it. The reason I love Tupac Shakur, he fought against it. The reason I love Malcolm X, he fought against it. The reason I love Martin Luther King, he fought against it. And the person that's out here right now is you, Al Porter, Bashir Jones. It's mm-hmm. few people out here putting their life on the line for another nigga that's gonna get on the song and talk about how much money they got, and you about to fuck up your whole community on that bullshit.
Yep.
And you ain't got. And when you walk down your street, majority of these streets in East Cleveland, it's all condemned. So now you tell me mm-hmm. how fucking rich we is, because Rockefeller been gone, bro. He gone. He gone. I don't see Rockefeller.
Yeah.
All right? They got private property. I can't even walk on their goddamn property. Let's keep it real.
Well, so, you know why, though?
Yeah, because I'm...
He live in London now. He don't even live in the United States no more.
See what I'm
David
saying?
Rockefeller don't live in the United States no more.
See what I'm saying? Made all the money.
I just
money
watched the actual. Oh, now they over in Chile. They over in Chile with the Bilderberg Group trying to set some shit up. You know what
See
I mean?
What I'm saying?
See, this is what I'm saying. And you, my friend, I'm telling you, you don't understand, Joe. What
yes,
you
sir.
Saying right now? What you saying right now is exactly what this show is all about tonight. The title of the show is Hood Talk Radio. Is information enough? And what do you do with it? You know, 646-478-0944. You know, that's the number to call in. Press the 1 if you want to talk. Excuse me. I want to thank you. You know what I'm saying? My great, great co-host tonight, which is Joe Legacy, straight out East Cleveland, Ohio. We, you know what I'm saying, always in the same circles, you know what I'm saying, professional people. You know, real recognize real, and that's basically, you know, how we came to, you know what I'm saying, affiliation, man, because real recognize real, you know what I'm saying? And I, excuse me, they very, very, very professional at what they do when they're together, and just working with Joe Legacy on the solo side, man, I can see, you know what I'm saying, why, you know what I'm saying, the group is so popular, because even on the solo side, one to the other, man, each one of y'all is so fucking articulate, and you know what I'm saying, you know exactly what it is you're trying to do. You got your own talent. Everybody's a genius in their own might, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So together, or as a solo thing, man, I can see y'all going far. You know what I'm saying? Especially you. I'm feeling where you're going. And anything that I can do to help, you know what I'm saying, to bring whatever it is, you know, that you're creating. You know, I'm not going to say beat. You're a creator. So I understand, you know what I'm saying, what you're going through. Like right now, what I'm going through, you just fucked me up. Because now I'm trying to decide what I'm going with, as far as, you know, recording. Now, I'm already, you got me. I'm either going to get an Avid box, or I'm going to go and get me an old school inbox, or one of the, you know, later models of the inbox, or just going to get me one with some Express in it, Pro Tools, whatever. But that's what I've been shopping. I stayed at the 230 last night, because I was getting ready to set up a whole new system. I'm getting ready to... Basically, you know what I'm saying, without going into too much shit, I lost everything. I lost everything.
Yeah.
I lost all my installation CDs. I lost my inbox 4x4 with Pro Tools 8. I never got a chance to use it because I was under the premise that I have to have a Mac. And so far, every fucking PC that I ever had and bought for that particular program didn't function correctly. So
and
I got tired
true.
Of spending my money. I got tired of spending my money. I love PCs, but I got tired of spending my money on PCs that couldn't handle what I spent almost $600 on.
Correct.
So, you know, and not having a coach, because nobody that I knew, everybody would say we use the Pro Tools, then you get there and it's Pro Tools LE, which is no problem. That's called, you know, Learning Edition or whatever. But at the same time, I had Pro Tools 8. I didn't have LE. I had 8. I spent the money that it was, you know, I spent the money to get the hardware to go with the software. You know what I mean? And I ended up losing it all in a fire sale. So I'm starting over. So here I am now. I got some, you know, some Personas equipment that I'm working with. I got some Tascam shit. But I'm looking at the magic that you're doing over there on that Pro Tools programs you was using. And I was fucking amazed, man. My mouth was hitting the floor every time.
Well, everything that you have right now, once you get Pro Tools, trust me, it's going to enhance that by 100. So when you bought all that stuff and you like, yeah, I got the shit, you do. You really do. Pro Tools is really, to be honest with you, it's a form of cakewalk that's like a million times better than cakewalk. That's all it is. So every music device that you have that you run basically through Pro Tools, I mean, you can take a baby crying on Pro Tools, put an effect on it. It'll sound like some of the rawest shit you ever heard in your life if you know how to create, and which you do. On top of that, like I say, I'm just so happy that I never left Cleveland and I met y'all. I could have made it when I was a little bit younger. I could have left. I could have been in that organization I was talking about. I could have been I could have been heartless. I could have been this and that. But back to what you're saying about the technology, I had Pro Tools 8. What ended up happening, I was running it off a PC. I had a laptop. It was Vista 7 or something Vista 7.
Yeah. Windows 7.
Yeah, Windows 7.
Vista wasn't good at all.
But check this out. This is what ended up happening. I got a whole year and a half out of that. I recorded damn near everybody I grew up with. Everybody telling me they know how to make money because they sell drugs, they do this, they do that. I'm just putting it out there. That's what they said.
Right.
I threw a show down at Peabody's. I put tickets in people's hands. I had 500 tickets. And I was charging by 10. So when you look at that money, that's $5,000. Now, from dope dealers to scam artists, they couldn't sell not one fucking ticket. This is when I started to realize this music industry, just because you have Pro Tools or you're doing this and that, it ain't going to cut it. I don't give a damn if you the next Michael Jordan, the next LeBron, or the next whoever. If you don't have a full package of what you letting me know, you have nothing. And then if you have a full package, just like you said, if you have a shitty-ass attitude, you're not getting in this business, period.
Right.
So
I mean, look at Kanye. Look what he got to go through, man. He got a shitty-ass attitude. Look what he's dealing with. And he fucking up there. You know, he a millionaire, but he still can't keep his motherfucking ass out of trouble. He always in the news for some dumb shit he's saying. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you think, him and his motherfucking wife having problems because she ain't black. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I got you. I like
she
that.
She ain't black.
I like
you. You know what I'm saying? That was just, that's what you call a trophy. Like Drake say, you know, trophy. And then even Future said, I don't want me a trophy. You know what I'm saying? It's a trophy bitch. It's a trophy bitch. Jay-Z got Beyonce, so now all these niggas got to have trophy bits. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He did a song with Jay-Z. Now he up there, he ain't got Jay-Z money, but he up there with Jay-Z because he produced the album. But don't nobody know that Pharrell produced a whole bunch of shit that both of them motherfuckers jumped on. So they bought music from Pharrell, and Kanye basically ran it through his system and reproduced the bitch and put him and Jay-Z on the book.
Right, right, right. To go back in the day, not to hate on Dr. Dre, but I heard the same thing when it came to All Eyes on Me. Not to go way back that way, but still to this day, and I love Dr. Dre. I make music, man. I always wanted to be like that guy, but my whole thing is he claimed shit that he wasn't doing, and he wasn't doing. So. What I'm learning about this industry, and on the local side, I have did music for people. They done took my music, ran with it. Oh, no, I'm Blackout Sound. I'm the nigga. Oh, I went through it, all that. I went through all these different things. So I'm trying to tell the local artists that's listening right now, once again, you just keep going, no matter how many times they keep stabbing you in your back, long as you ain't dead, locked up in an institution or a fucking vegetable, you still got hope. You feel me? So, man, I'm just so amazed that it's a station right now where I can put my music on top of that car to check if it's playing. And didn't get the respect to even talk on the station. Now, how many stations can you do that on? Now, you tell me in Cleveland, because everybody really be hating. I know Al Porter do it, and there's probably a few other stations that do it that, you know, I'm not probably literate to at this point, but I'm going to step my game up. Like you said, attitude and determination in this business is key. It's key. It's a key factor. Right. And if you don't play by them rules, like you said earlier, I mean, you setting yourself up for failure or a pat on the back that you shit. When you're going to be like Michael Jordan when he first went out to be that NBA star, and they told him, you know, this ain't for you, man. This is not for you. Dude come back. What'd he do? What about Tyler Perry? The dude was homeless for how long? How long? And look what Tyler Perry did. Not to praise people if they in these certain groups. I'm just talking about their lifestyles. And then like last year, because you know the job I work on, it was a kid that was looking up some research on the singer Kim. And Kim, oh my God, this dude was told so many times, this is not for you. You can't do it. You sound too old. You coming out with old school stuff. It ain't going to work. Listen to Kim. Oh, my God. Listen to that dude. That dude phenomenal. Yep. So, like I say, when I was a little dude, I remember growing up, being in elementary school, and I remember when the bully used to pick on me, and I used to be scared, and I remember when I stood up for myself, and then I was the bully. So I understand now that no matter how rich these people is, if I keep letting them keep bullying me, I'm going to stay scared. I'm going to stay confused. I'm going to stay, oh, I ain't nobody. No, fuck that. Yep. If you're going to kill me, then kill me, because I'm already dead not being who I should be. And Hidden Colors say that. A lot when they talk about the melanin and when they talk about the way the black man thinks. So to the young person that's listening, the older person that maybe forgot, you somebody important. You a king. You a queen. Respect yourself. Understand, we built this country. We ain't just built the country. We also, as you said earlier, work for the FBI to help take down leaders that was trying to make us be the elite. But it's okay, though, because that day will come. And I probably won't be around to see it. But you know what? Long as I add on to it, like Tupac and all these people I keep talking about, I can give I can give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, you probably hear me talking about getting this money and getting that. I'm just like everybody else. I get confused like everybody else. But at the end of the day, if some type of high power hit me again and be like, no, nigga, think. If you have a child, your child's going to live like you living right now. And what you going to tell your son or daughter? Why life is the way it is, that you can't help them when the system can just say, you locked the fuck up, and it's nothing that your parents can do. See, okay. That goes back to the roots. It goes back to the roots. When I paid attention to the whole root thing, I saw my life. I saw how right. It was, because there's no way in the world, I'm talking to a brother like Emax, I heard him on my song, just not too long ago, and he sound just as better. One more time, rest in peace, Mr. LeVert, one of the greatest in Cleveland, but sound just as better than him. And this man never made it to the top. You got me fucked up. But I understand what happened, the same thing that's happening to me, and I'm okay. And if I can help a young person out here, female, male, to see that it's haters on each end of the equation, I feel better. And that's the only thing I'm trying to do. So, like I say, man, I love everything that your station is about at this point. You know, me calling in, for the last month, and I think a month and a week or whatever, and I'm going to keep calling. And, you know, I'm not a ball hogger or nothing like that. You know, I'm going to call and I'm going to support and I'm going to keep my mouth shut. So that other local artist that's doing just as good as Black House Sound can get their shine. And when people in Cleveland start lending a hand and caring about the next man, then we won't have to worry about where the torch is at when it comes to entertainment, because I believe strongly in my heart on singing, rock and roll, jazz, any genre of fucking music is here. And the only thing we're getting respected for is fucking jazz and rock and roll. No, it's set up because the gatekeepers in Cleveland don't want hip-hop, R&B, to go like that. When a person like Halle Berry look that fucking good, gotta go be a star all the way out in fucking Hollywood and couldn't be one in Cleveland. When Superman, oh my God. Now, see, I'm an artist. I know how to do sculptures. I know how to draw you. I know how to do jewelry. I am a talented nigga. I'm not your LeBron James. I have more talents than just one. And I ain't even recognized for one. And it's a goddamn problem. It's a problem.
It is.
Because
it is.
I have a brain. Because of what's coming out my mouth. And people hear what's coming. No, they don't want a nigga like that to tell a part of your street think. No. They want another nigga to be like, look, don't think. Just get the money. Have all the babies you can. And don't worry about child support hitting you. You're going to be all right. That's what they're
going to be
too.
All right.
Look at our communities, gay and all fucked up. I'm tired, but I'm one man. Martin Luther King, Jesus Christ, all these people, they put their life on the line. And out of all that time of knowing their story, we still fall for the same bullshit because the technology changed. Fuck that.
Check this shit out. Yes, sir. All right. I'm gonna give you one about the technology, and you know. You know what I'm saying? I watched a video the other day, and I posted it on my Facebook page about the iPhone, and the dude was breaking it down. The Apple on the iPhone, basically, man, you know what that is, right? What it represents.
What it represents?
It represents the serpent giving Eve, who took a bite out of the apple, and gave it to Adam, who took a bite out of the apple, and their eyes were open. So it represents, take a bite out of this apple, and so that you can be filled with knowledge.
See,
you know what
I'm
saying? Right. Yeah. So nobody never looked at it like that. See, it's things, these are the things that I talk about, Joe. You just don't know how much I appreciate you joining the conversation tonight, because I don't have to talk, because basically what you're saying is what I was going to say. You know what I'm saying? So it was already you. No. Don't apologize. Don't apologize.
Okay.
Because what I understand is, and this is one of the things that I want you to understand, okay, that I had to stop. I had, first of all, before I get into this statement, I want to say that the universe moves around when it wants something done. Okay?
Right.
The Almighty Creator will move his universe that he created around so that whatever he wants to happen, where and when he wants it to happen, is going to happen for his purpose. We are his creation, okay?
Correct.
He made us for a purpose. All right? Now, the purpose that he made us for may not be readily revealed or available to us, but as long as we work within that spectrum or that realm or whatever it may be, the universe is going to move around so that people and like you and I get together and do the things that we need to do for whatever outcome he had planned. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a vibrational thing. You know what I'm saying? Once you get into your natural earth tone and what it means, you know what I'm saying, then you'll understand why we have what they consider day and what we have what they consider night. Because they don't have day and night on the moon, but the same sun that shines on this planet and the rest of them, and light the stars, okay, which ain't nothing but other celestial bodies. Without the sun, we would all be in total darkness.
Correct.
But here on the earth, man decided to call daytime day. They said God called it day. All
right? Right.
Now, if God called it day on the earth, why is it when it comes to the moon that it's the bright side of the moon, and at night on earth, okay, on the other side of the moon where it's always dark, why don't they call that nighttime? They call it the dark side of the moon. So why do we have day and night and the moon has the light and the dark? What the hell is that? That's confusing information. You know what I'm saying? But once you understand that we were made to look past those idiosyncrasies of confusion and deception. You know what I'm saying? Once you understand that you were created to at some point come out of what I call the stupor of being the shield just got the whatever they call it, the fish scales just got removed from your eyes and now you see. And so the more you look for, the more you'll find. You know what I'm saying? And so the more you find, the more you have to sit back, ingest it, absorb it, and define it. You know what I'm saying? You can't just say, okay, well, I found this big ass gold chain on the motherfucking ground and shit. This, say, 18 karat gold is kind of heavy, so I'm going to take it home and just put it up. And I ain't going to wear it for a while in case somebody recognizes theirs and they lost it and they're going to want it back.
Right.
Okay? Well, how do you know what that necklace is worth if you never take it to a jewelry shop or jewelry store or pawn shop or somewhere that can get you a good value pricing on that particular piece of jewelry? Now, let's break that down. We'll go that far. We'll go that far for a piece of jewelry. But if a motherfucker says something to you and you didn't understand, the furthest you'll go is to the next person who you think might understand that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of, let me find out what the fuck that shit means.
Correct.
You know what I mean? That motherfucker said that shit to me. What the hell does it mean? Now, what that'll do is actually bring it, hey man, it's just like the music, man. Remember when we was talking and I was telling you, man, It's like when you get that shit and the vibrations hit your eardrums like they're supposed to, and you get that feeling of euphoria because there's something right. that you created that sound that fucking good.
Right.
Yes. It's the same thing. You will always have those aha moments when you start digging a little bit deeper into why, number one, you write music. Why it comes to you naturally. See, they tried to say, and I swear, it really don't make any, it don't make no fucking sense to like go on nobody's YouTube page or some other page. Motherfuckers be talking dumb shit like, you know, the aliens and on the Sumerian tablet said that, you know, the aliens was white people and they came here and, you know, they tried to make some other races and they kept coming out black, but they wasn't happy. They kept killing us and they wasn't happy until one white baby came out of the whole deal. That's some bullshit.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
Then you got these white people to say, you know, yeah, I mean, you have to take the information and not just run with it, but run with it, decipher the shit, and then go back to the motherfucker that gave you the information and say, hey, that's wrong.
Correct.
And not be afraid to say, hey, that's wrong. See, most people fear like losing their job or, you know, falling out of grace with the master or this and that and the other. Oh, I ain't going to get no more time off. They ain't going to give me no more good raises and this and that and the other. Fuck that. When they say we, that means every motherfucking body. How many white people on your job come to work when they supposed to come to work, punch that motherfucking clock too? Regardless whether they make a little more money than you or not, or less, or whatever, them motherfuckers come to that motherfucking punch that clock, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
You understand?
They do. But then
yes,
they do little glitch shit when they can too, because they, you know, they feel they superior. They can do whatever they want.
People don't realize, man, that we slaves. Let me give it to you like this. Back in the slave days. Oh, yeah,
yes,
I know. Back in the slave days, when somebody knocked on the door, the master jump up, look at his wife and say, who the hell is that calling at this hour? She say, I don't know. Who could it be? And who do he call? Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Going to fetch that door. You hear? What do Jeffrey do? Get up out of his bed. Yes, sir, boss. And he going to answer the fucking door.
Right.
It's the same damn thing. When the
right.
motherfucker that own the kitchen that you work in say, go back there and tell Johnny he need to make 10 more cheeseburgers and make them fast. And then he go back and sit in his office and kick his feet up and light up his cigar and watch some more motherfucking Happy Days. And your white boss come out to you and say, you got to make, didn't say that the boss said you got to make 10 more hamburgers right now. They come out there, hey, nigga, you got to make 10 more hamburgers. Now, come on, chop, chop. You know what I'm saying? Because the boss gave them that power. The boss gave them that power. You know what I'm saying? And now they're exercising their power over you because you are just what? You're the peon. You're the slave. You're the one who don't get to hang and give orders. Okay, and if the boss gave the boss some orders and the other boss came and gave you some orders, then you feel more superior. And now you shitting on everybody else. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it goes, y'all. That is the way it goes. We had an extended conversation with Joe Legacy. I want to say thank you, my brother, for calling in. Apparently his telephone has left us for a minute. I'm going to give him a chance to dial in if you do. But for everybody else that want to join the conversation, you can. Just dial 646-478-0944. And we're going to get into some music for a minute. I'm going to take a pause for the call. This is your boy, E-Max, the Image and Hood Talk Radio. And I hope y'all liking what you hear. So we're going to get into, let's see what we're going to play for y'all right quick. And because I got, you know, going to talk to the man in mirror. So y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy Max, The Tunes Radio, and this is your educational moment. I'll be right back. Yes, sir. That was a track entitled School. You know what I'm saying? I make that over and over and over again because I keep trying to, emphasize on the importance of education. you know, some type of education. Even if you got to, you know what I'm saying, pay for some internet and whatever you got to pay for to get it and, you know, do it for yourself, okay? And just to let y'all know that this Friday over at the OPN Community Center, you know what I'm saying, they're having another Bless the Mic episode, you know what I'm saying? I was under the impression for a minute that it was going to be like a mixed crowd. I mean, actually, I thought it was going to be ladies first, but then when I looked at the tickets that I have, you know what I'm saying, then I realized that I was for next Friday, which is the all-female rapper. They're going to get their shit in, you know what I'm saying? So far, the fellas been doing a little cypher, you know, they've been doing pretty good on the cypher, man, but you know, I know it's more MCs out there than what's been showing up over there. You know what I mean? There's some cool people that's coming over there, but, you know, as far as quality, you know what I'm saying? Okay, whatever. I'm a singer. I'm not a rapper. I tried to be, and for myself, I thought that wasn't my lane. So I stick to writing, I stick to singing and producing, and, you know, hey, I love what I do, but I love music. I just love music. I love hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, period. I love rap music, hip-hop music, however you want to classify it, I love it, and it's just a form of music for me, and, you know what I'm saying, I was born into it, so I feel it, even all the way down to the production, to the, you know, the engineering aspect of it. I'm just, you know, I'm just enthralled by tones and sounds and things of that nature and vibrations from the speakers. All that shit that you might think is scientific, but it's not. It's natural. So you can understand where I'm coming from. Sometimes, y'all, you got to meditate. You know what I don't mean? Yum, 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 and all that dumb shit. All you got to do is close your door, turn off the light, put on some music that ain't got no words in it, and just close your eyes. And you lay there and you relax and you think. Just let your mind tell you what it is that you need to do. You want to heal your body. Some people call it holistic healing because, you know, it's a meditational healing, but it actually does. I don't know everything about the chakra system that I'm trying to learn, but your brother is really kind of fucking busy, and I do have all of that on my plate, and I can only eat a little bit. It's just one meat. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to eat a little bit at a time, and as I can taste it, I'm going to tell y'all what it tastes like and how you can get it too. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm actually taking some notes about the ISIS group that they done sprung up on us. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of this, I'm not really trying to change the subject, but I have to ask this question. To me, okay, and I just want to stress that this is my disclaimer. If there's something on this show that you do not agree with, that you don't like, that you feel is misleading or contradictory or anything like that, do not call Blog Talk Radio. Don't email them, tell them about me, this, that, and the other. I'm the boss, okay? As long as I pay my bills, I'm the boss. Well, I'm the second in charge because Blog Talk Radio is the boss. But they don't want to hear your shit about me. Call the radio station. You want to complain to somebody? Call 646-478-0944, either on a Monday night from 9 to 10, on a Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30, or a Friday and Saturday from 8 to 10. That is how you call and say, that goddamn E-Max talking all that motherfucking bullshit, I did what he said do, and it ain't work. Well, if you did what I told you to fucking do, it didn't work because you didn't give it enough time. You can't make Father Time move faster than he gonna move. If you've been sitting on your ass for 50 years, don't think it's going to happen overnight. You got to use your brain, y'all. But the thing is, man, is that we have to stop blaming everything and everybody else for what don't work for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I had to tell myself, look, man, okay, you know what I'm saying? You went out, sold a lot of D, you caught a lot of cases and shit, now shit harder for you. Now what you want to do all of a sudden, jump into your music now? This is what I told myself 10 years ago. And you know what I said? Hell yeah. Because it was at that point that I realized I've been bullshitting all this motherfucking time trying to get it, and I already had it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I already had it. You know what I'm saying? So when I look now and I say to myself, well, if I hadn't done this and I hadn't done that, I'd probably be in a different place. Well, not necessarily. What you thought might have been fucked up was your second opportunity. Do you know how many people ain't got the opportunity to come back and do what they supposed to been doing?
Right.
All alone?
Yeah.
So I don't look at my past. I don't look at the shit that I went through as a bad thing. I look at it now as a good thing because I've learned to appreciate how precious life is. You know? It'll tell you in the Bible that the God gave people, these men, talents and, you know, told them to do what they're going to do with it, and the one buried it in the ground. The one took it and planted a vineyard, and the other one just blew it. You know what I'm saying? So, which one? We have to ask ourselves, which one am I?
Right.
If you don't like the answer that you give to yourself, you know, we answer our own questions. You know that. We just won't say it out loud.
Correct.
We answer ourselves in our mind. Our mind tells us the truth, but our mouth won't. We won't even accept what's going on inside our head. It ain't even
correct.
Us. Spirit from the Creator telling you, yeah, you fucked up. You're fucked up. Now what you gonna do? Now you know what the hell you went through and why you went through it. What are you going to do now? Okay?
Yeah.
That is more important than what happened. That's more important to me than what happened. All I want to know is what you going to do now. And I'm fucking tired of being tired. I'm just like you, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, I'm only one person. I'm only one person, and I feel at this point that if I can make enough noise for myself, I can make enough noise for everybody. That is why I pretty much like just opened up myself, you know what I'm saying, not to the point where I'm just going to go and roll in and kick it and talk with everybody and, you know what I'm saying, sit down and chop it up and do music with everybody. I'm still not going to do that because I feel like to get industry quality sound, you have to deal with people that's on that industry quality mindset. And my brother,
right.
You one of them. That's why I chose you. I also want to send a shout out to a young lady I'm working with. Well, two of them, actually. Sandria, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get to you. That's Swag Gotti's wife. And
wow.
My girl, Samantha, just a female artist. I just basically, she called and was telling me her story about how, you know, she wants to be, she's a singer, and she's trying to put her first demo together. So she asked me to help her. And I'm like, yeah, cool, no problem. But I went and sat down, and we chopped it up for about 3-4 hours. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go ahead and work with her. You know what I'm saying? Not just because, you know, it's a lady and she can sing. She's pretty. She got a, you know what I'm saying? But it's because I understand at this point in what I consider my career, that one, you can't do everything by yourself, because I can't sing like a lady. I can't write like a lady. I don't think like a lady. So it's important as a songwriter to have somebody that can be diverse.
Correct.
Okay, when it comes to music and tracks, it's not too many people that you can blend with. Most people clash. And so I always sought out people that I can blend with. And the way you produce your music, man, you know what I'm saying? We could definitely, you know, I could see you sitting down and coming up with some, you know, straight up killer shit. So, you know, I'm glad the universe moved around so that we were, you know, finally able to sit down and blend. because that's just what we did.
Well, I used to, when I was very young, like in my teenager years, I used to see you and another guy on a cable show. Y'all was doing all sorts of things, trying to.
Yeah, it was having fun, man. Yeah, trying to
man,
get up.
Like, I remember being like, man, if they knew who I was back then. But
right.
To be honest with you, I wasn't developed, you know, in the mind, you know. Like I say, the
shit,
attitude.
Yeah, believe it or not, we thought we had made it. We thought we had made it, man.
It looked like y'all did from
doing that shit.
Some people
had a,
it looked like you did. It really did.
We just went. Let me tell you what happened, man. The thing is that sometimes being a little arrogant and you try to go around everybody, it don't get you
right. Nowhere.
You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers that was in power, you know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers that was in power used the people that were in a position to basically monopolize the motherfucking market. There was one fucking group that controlled every fucking artist that came from this region.
If you didn't go through them, I ain't got to say their names,
but they was the kings of Atlantic Records. Atlantic Records. Okay, just think, if you remember Atlantic Records, they was the kings. Not no more. You know what I'm saying? So, the thing was, if you didn't go through them, you wasn't going to get no deal. I knew people that was signed to RCA and tried to go around them, and it didn't work. Because when they filled out their paperwork, right before they got a chance to sign, they had to take their contract to them and let them approve what the record label had handed down. And it wasn't even Atlantic Records. It was MCA. It was Priority. CBS.
Young people need to listen. If you're listening in and you think you know something about what's really happening right now, you need to listen, because I agree with you 100%. I don't know who the gatekeepers is now in Cleveland, but I know when it comes to Black
ain't
House
no
Sound.
Gatekeepers. Yeah, see, right now, they ain't, you know who the gatekeepers are in this city? The Entertainment Bureau. When they decided take all of the travel and the anything that got anything to do with touring the city or entertainment or this or that and the other, they had many entities to handle their own independent shit. But, you know what I'm saying, the city decided, well, we're going to form a coalition in that. So that's when they started doing movies here.
Right.
That's why it's so hard for black folks to get in those movies. They did all them fucking movies here, man. It didn't benefit nothing but the downtown Cleveland. Everybody want to know where all the money came from.
Yep.
Them motherfuckers did that. They paid these people. They paid. Look, man, if a millionaire came to you and say, listen, Joe, I know you don't normally do this, but you know, man, I got big money. And all I want somebody to do is wipe my motherfucking windows off and I set them up for life. I can't get my maid to wipe my fucking windows. What the fuck you gonna think if that man put enough money in your pocket to last you at least 10 or 15 years just to wash the motherfucking windows in his house? I'll be like, when you want me to start? I'll take some of the money he gave me and go buy my ladders and shit and everything. I'll be right back.
Right.
You understand me?
So young people, y'all need to listen to that as well, because I believe exactly what you're saying. When them rich folk tell you to do this and tell you to do that, you know it's messed up. You know what you're doing is stupid. You know it's a waste of time, but it's going to set your life on a nice platter.
Yep.
Just understand your cousin and your son and the daughter that you're about to have probably don't get knocked. Damn opportunity that you got because you kissed ass kisser.
Yep. And you gonna keep that shit like that because you don't want nobody to have what you got. You want to be the only one. And unfortunately, man, It's been like that for, I can't tell you how long, because first it was
ever
the Rockefellers. The Rockefellers was coming. That's why they bought up the whole damn city.
And they
bought up the whole fucking city, man.
Gave
you
it
know?
Back.
But the leaders, the leaders that we used to have, leaders that we used to have. Listen, check this out. While we're speaking about the entertainment, if you look up Cleveland's entertainment, okay, if you look up tourism or anything that got anything, you could go Cleveland.com, you could go Travel Cleveland, you could go Entertainment Cleveland, anything of those nature, and you'll see every bit of where to go. You can go to the, they're going to give you a breakdown on every fucking museum. They're going to give you a breakdown on every motherfucking, you know, if you drive across Martin Luther King, you got all those little gardens from different countries, but you don't have one from Africa. You might have a Somalia, something small somewhere.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You just opened up a can of worms because, to be honest with you, I was an intern for the Museum of Art. And the black brother that was, like, mentoring me at the time when I was that intern up there told me about the Black Museum of Art. You would be amazed that the roof was falling at the time. And not just the black community wasn't taking heed to the things that, let's just say black people made a lot of stuff. We did a lot of different things, and that water damage and a sense that you can't walk in the museum that represents your culture is being lost.
Right.
It was like we didn't care, but I don't think it was so much we didn't care. I agree with you right now. If we keep you worrying about paying your bills, worrying about your wife or your baby mama or your child or whatever, I can keep you in a state of mind that you on survival mode. Fuck what your ancestors did. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't do too much. So when we had that negative attitude, that Cleveland Museum of Art, was thriving, still thriving, remodeled, everything. The Black Museum of Art, I don't even know if it exists now. I haven't did no more research in the last 4 years about it, but I can tell you about the time that I was present and I was there. I was in the museum. It was an African guy came up to me named Joe. He had the same name I did. He was really in the pride of educating black people on the museum, but nobody never went through the museum. And at the same time, when I arrived, it was falling apart. So I don't know if it exists no more, but that was information that probably can help me, you, or the next newcomer understand what the fuck we facing, why this technology is keep getting bigger than what it is. See, because we need to pay attention to this technology while we keep buying it all up. You need to pay attention. Now, as you said earlier, you a new slave to some new shit. Because I look at the phone companies. I know people that do anything they can to keep their phone on. They will neglect their own children to keep their phone on. I have met young males my age and young females the same way. I have met older people the same way. Older people tend to really try to get it together. But the younger ones, I mean, like I say, if I keep you preoccupied all the time on a situation of survival, you really can't see what I'm doing to you. So, so like I say, everything that you're saying is very vital information, and if people listening, you need to take heed, just like he said, to the thoughts that you think in your mind, then what come out your mouth. Because that shit that's coming out your mouth, you know that you're living a lie. I've been living a lie for I don't know how long, and I'm tired. And I'm tired. When I go to the grave, I ain't going to have no money for it. I ain't going to have nothing that I think in the physical form I'm going to have. So why should I keep lying to myself and lying to everybody else like they don't know I'm lying? They know
no
when they're lying when they're lying. A kind artist know a kind artist. A thief know a thief. The fuck?
Hell yeah.
And I know these people got us out here zombie. And like I say, I fuck with Emax Image, man. The truth, man. You know?
That's what's up. Showing
yeah.
up. Appreciate that. Well, y'all know it's almost time for us to get out of here. And I want to thank Joe again for, you know what I'm saying, joining us tonight, man.
That's how stone.
And you know it. And that's pretty much it for tonight, man. Now, y'all know we'll be back next Wednesday. And I got a question. You know what I'm saying? I got a question tonight.
Yeah.
It was called Information. Is information enough? And what do you do with it? I hope that the information that you got tonight will inspire somebody to go out there and do a little bit of research. Don't just look up the Illuminati. Look up who runs the Illuminati. Look up, you know what I'm saying? Look up some Yaqub. You had to go to a big head scientist, okay? The story of Yaqub. If you're a YouTube head like me and you follow all the other links that people put on their pages and this and that and the other to see other shit, hey, do those things. Another thing I want to tell y'all, man, is when you're on Facebook and shit, don't forget to look to the right, because usually on the side, like, you be always thinking it's about food and phones and all of this little dating bitches. Well, you know, if you let it change, sometimes you might catch a good news story. Click on that shit, and you'll be like, get the fuck out of here. I bet you didn't know that under the World Trade Center, all right, here goes some information. Under the rubbish of the World Trade Center. No, not gold, buddy.
Oh.
They found a 200-year-old ship.
That was the reason they did it. That was the reason
That's
they did
the
it.
That's the reason they did it.
What the fuck?
You feel me?
Confusion.
Look that shit up. Look that shit up.
God is good.
So,
thank you, G.
Hey, man. I'm trying to tell you. Look
Keep
that
real,
shit
man.
Up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's your boy Emax, man. We got Joe. And we're going to be back next week. Now, next week, I'm going to try to bring some shit about some technology to y'all. But I want y'all to do a little bit of studying for me, man, okay? I want y'all to do a little bit of studying for me. Get some information that you ain't got, all right?
I know
Look
I
for
am.
Something. Ask a question and then type it in. And then something is going to come up with a good answer for you. And don't just take the first answer. Scroll down and look at all of the answers. You know what I'm saying? That's all you got to do. And find the one that make the most sense to your question. Not just the one they tell you is the right answer. All right? This your boy Emax.
The image.
That's right. We got Joe Legacy on the phone. And we're going to let Joe Legacy take us up out of here. Hood Talk Radio. We'll be back Friday.
I ain't able to do a motherfucking thing for you motherfuckers. Y'all niggas pissed on me for the last time, niggas. So when I resurrect, come back, which I did, and piss on you motherfuckers, just how I go. It go like
More allegations, no man can stop me. I'ma be fresh as hell, in case your girl watching. I never had the strong support, so it gave me no option. Bitch, I worked the court, black house on your nearest project. Now how you keep your money, feminist, how you carry your mindset. Consumers, I wouldn't buy that. Fuck nigga, do what you told. Fuck you with a true pioneer. What's that music in your ear? Crack academic, so severe. You was running credit here. Ain't money was the motive here. Niggas couldn't comprehend. You was selling wood tickets. Legacy was copping bands. Copping bands. I was copping bands. Copping bands. Copping bands.
The only thing I was trying to do was find my motor life. The only thing I was trying to do was find my motor life. Only thing I was trying to do was find my motor life. The only thing I was trying to do was find my motor life.
I'm the main program. Follow the procedure. need ya. If it ain't about no money, then fuck nigga, I don't need ya. See no more, feel the wind, urban night, every night. They declare me like, put them in the zoo, some very light. Please don't tell me to calm down, tell me my whole city height. Cause you was rapping fake, and I was rapping real life. Going to another funeral, I ain't feeling right, and I know you disgusting. Cause every day is a murder, like another black male being sentenced, and we hope it's like. I was rapping poetry, you call it open mic. There you go with your information, but you never told it right. Pussy and money and drugs, hey, it was your motor, right?
And the only thing I was trying to do was find my motor, like. The only thing I was trying to do was find my motor, like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm coming in.
Let's go.